All right. Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Doug McBurney's here. Doug, how are you?
Hey, Bob. I'm doing great.
It's good to be here.
Great to have you on the show.
Yeah.
So usually you come on Fridays, but you travel a lot lately.
Right. And you're going to be traveling, so I figured I better catch you before
I'm thrilled that you're here.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. So what's up? What's in the news? You always bring
I got a story. First off, Bob, now this story is a couple weeks old. I have been away, okay?
Yeah.
But your friend and mine, Jimmy Kimmel.
Oh.
Did you hear about this story?
Jimmy Kimmel.
Jimmy Kimmel.
He was in the news.
He was in the news recently. A few weeks ago. He had some type of allergic reaction during a live television interview.
On the air. His face puffed up.
Yeah, and he swole up.
It must have been gross.
Yeah, well, they rushed him to the hospital, and unfortunately, he's completely recovered.
Doug.
No, wait, don't. That's
thanks to you. Now, thanks to you, he really hates me.
Jimmy Kimmel hates you.
Yeah, he hates my guts. Thanks to you, you gave me the great line.
I did?
When I was on a show on ABC on a panel with him, it was politically incorrect.
Right.
With Bill Maher.
Right, yeah.
You've done that show.
Yeah, well.
You've been at Doug McBurney. You've been on there. And so, in fact, you did a live politically incorrect.
Yeah, at the University of North Carolina.
North Carolina.
Yeah.
Did the students on the university, did they greet you with tolerance and respect?
Because I got to the university, I thought there must be a lot of conservatives because there were a lot of cigarette butts in the parking lot.
Yeah.
But it turned out when I got inside that there were a bunch of liberals.
All liberals.
A bunch of homos, too. They didn't me very much.
Okay. So they didn't like you too
much.
But
now, why does Jimmy hate you? You know, we don't hate Jimmy Kimmel, but...
Well, we want him to repent.
Yeah.
And become a Christian.
Actually, now that I think about it, I think we do. My wife hates Jimmy Kimmel.
Well, good for her.
Yeah.
She's a woman. She should hate him.
Yeah, no kidding.
I mean, he's so despicable, degrading toward women. The first time I was on with him, I didn't know who he was. We had to look him up on the internet and see, who in the world is Jimmy Kimmel?
Now, that was back when he was doing that program called The Man Show.
The Man Show on cable.
Which was completely degraded women.
Which was just
women and
sexual filth.
Yeah, just filth.
He's like a Howard Stern wannabe.
Right.
Right? The Abu Ghraib prison scandal, that was the Howard Stern theater of the war on terror.
Right, those are the boys that grew up with The Man Show and Howard Stern.
Right.
Yeah.
So anyway, I was on that show with him, and so you're on the internet, we're trying to figure out who is this idiot guy. So you gave me, you said, Bob, he's a crotch humorist.
Was that my line?
That was your line.
Wow.
I remember as clear as day.
Wow.
So on the show, at just the right moment, Jimmy Kimmel, look, you're just a crotch humorist. There was a time when TV comedians were funny, they were talented, and now we've just got just sex and toilet humor. You're a crotch humorist.
How'd that go over?
So he sort of chuckled a little, you know, but it obviously annoyed him. Well, some months later, as pure chance would have it, I was invited to do that show again, and Jimmy Kimmel was also.
Oh, wow.
Now, he's got his own show on some network.
He does.
ABC?
I wouldn't know.
CBS, NBC?
Okay, I'm sure.
He's got a network late-night talk show.
It would not surprise me.
Where's that press release? Where's that news story?
I got the story.
It's got to say.
You're telling me this guy's on television?
He's on national TV.
Well, it doesn't go into it. See, everybody else just knows who
everybody
he is.
Everybody knows who he is.
I have no idea. I'm sure he's
on
TV, Bob. He's a crotch humorist.
Yeah, ABC TV.
He found a slot for him.
During a live interview on ABC TV Wednesday night. Yeah, he's ABC.
So he's on ABC.
Anyway, he's got a show like David Letterman or something.
You're kidding me.
No.
You're making that up.
He's a filthy pervert.
There's
at any rate, months later, after calling him that on national TV,
right?
I happen to be on the same set, same show, deja vu all over again.
Yeah.
A new panel, but he and I were the same.
Oh.
Four people, and so once again, it was appropriate. I said, you know, we used to have talented comedians on national TV network comedies. Today, Jimmy Kimmel's show, we have crotch humorist. Jimmy Kimmel, you're a crotch humorist. And he got noticeably angry.
I remember he was attacking you.
He was mad.
On that show.
And he turned to Bill Maher And, you know, the biggest, I guess the most cutting thing he could say is, who is this guy?
Oh, yeah.
He's a nobody. Mm-hmm. He's only on your show, Bill Maher. Who in the world is he? So he got mad, and I'm glad he got mad, because he's a crotch humorist.
Yeah. And, you know, there's probably not too many kind and loving Christian people who are willing to tell someone like Jimmy Kimmel that he's disgusting, foul, and he's a crotch humorist.
Right. And I would say that would increase his chances of becoming a Christian.
Right.
Because he thinks he's great. He thinks he's fine.
He thinks he's the pinnacle. He thinks Jesus loves him.
As a crotch humorist.
Yeah, as he degrades women and mocks God.
Right. As an unrepentant. Now, the Lord loved him enough to die for him.
Oh, yeah.
And
now,
to warn him to repent.
Oh, yeah.
But if he doesn't repent, is it love that's going to send him to hell?
Hmm.
I think God, in his vengeance and wrath and justice, is going to send him to hell.
Yeah.
And love will take the back burner to justice.
Yeah. You know, people think God is one-dimensional, but he's capable of a certain measure of love for the lost.
Right.
But then a certain measure of vengeance and hatred if they don't repent.
Yeah. And even now, God, I mean, the Bible says repeatedly that God hates the wicked.
Yeah.
It does say that. I know Christians.
That's Old Testament stuff.
In the Old Testament.
If I'm not mistaken. Before God went through counseling.
God was evil.
That's right.
In the Old Testament.
He was mean.
And then he got a new world religion.
Well, wait a minute. Isn't Revelation in the New Testament?
Because
there's an awful lot of wrath and vengeance now that I think about it.
That's funny. A lot of people get smoked in the New Testament.
That's right. In fact, I think a majority of the vengeance is found right there in the New Testament.
In the New Testament.
Wow.
I think you're right. So the New Testament God is at least as angry as the Old Testament God.
Right.
Same God.
Yeah, same God.
And what's a few thousand years to God?
It's not much. Folks, if you want to call the show, are we taking calls? If
we could.
Maybe 1-800-836-9278 if you're driving around and you're hearing the program and you want to participate. 1-800-836-9278. Give us a call. But I've got a ton of stuff, Bob.
Yeah.
We might not be able to slip a caller in. I've got a list that I downloaded off the internet today.
Yeah.
Death penalty methods by state.
By state.
From the Associated Press.
Methods.
Right. Now, when we do a list, it's by, like, you know, most popular, most effective.
Right.
You know, but this is just by state.
All right.
But there's some interesting things in here. For example, in Arkansas, if you were to get the death penalty by some bizarre freak accident of the justice system.
If Bill Clinton didn't get the death penalty, I don't think anybody's going to get it. But go ahead.
Well, in Arkansas, the inmate may select injection or electrocution.
You can select, right. Right there is bizarre.
Do they have a pro-choice?
That's hysterical. You select. The purpose. God in the Bible says the purpose of the death penalty is to impose terror on the wicked.
Right.
So you select. What are the choices?
Well, lethal injection or the ever-popular electrocution.
Oh, yeah. I bet you a lot of death row inmates choose electrocution, where they have to tape your eyes in so they don't pop out of the socket.
Yeah, now that was blood. Wasn't that one of the top three in our list, electrocution? That was way up there.
That's a good one.
As far as our most favorite effective
blood
methods.
Comes out of your ears, out of your eyes, your nose.
In fact, if people order, you've got a video called God and the Death Penalty.
God and the Death Penalty.
Fantastic video. If any of you Christians have ever wondered where should you stand on the death penalty, where does God stand on the death penalty in the Old and the New Testament?
Yeah.
They should order God and the Death Penalty. And right there on the cover is one of our favorite forms of execution, a flaming electric chair.
Yeah.
It's great.
It's an electric chair in fire. Just in case there's a power outage. Because remember, Bob and Your Live used to be on at midnight.
Yeah.
And I don't know why, but executions, I would have them done at prime time.
Oh, yeah.
On live television.
Sure.
But for some reason, we do executions at midnight.
Right.
And so we used to go on at midnight. And I remember a few times in Indiana, they were executing someone just as we went on.
Yeah.
And the studio lights were about.
Oh, man.
The show was going. We were having a hard time staying on the air, but we managed to pull through the execution just fine.
Oh, man.
So, see, the system works.
All right. Now, I was going through the list of death penalty methods by state. In 11 states and the District of Columbia, there is no death penalty, at least that
11.
The government recognizes.
Yeah.
Because in all states, in everywhere,
there really is
a death penalty.
Like, if you're homosexual, chances are you're going to die bad.
Yeah, you're going to die.
Through disease ravaging your body, through depression, alcoholism, drug abuse, your boyfriend murdering you, whatever.
Yeah.
Chances are. So, because homosexuals die 25 years younger than heterosexuals on average.
Right.
So.
But 11 states and the District of Columbia are in complete denial. They refuse to acknowledge that there is a death penalty.
Right.
In Arkansas – oh, did I already do Arkansas? Yeah, we
yeah,
did
yeah
Arkansas.
That was the choice.
Now, in Arizona –
pro-choice. At least they're pro-choice.
At least they're pro-choice in Arkansas. But they're not the only ones who are very creative. Arizona, you can select injection or lethal gas
That's just too weird.
And let's see. What else? New Hampshire.
Doug, when they have injection
– yeah.
Lethal injection. The doctor comes in. He puts alcohol on your skin.
Yeah, get you all cleaned.
Gets
up.
A new needle. Mm-hmm. I don't get that.
Yeah, what's up with that?
I don't get that. I mean, we have these. What do you call the electric chair? What do they call them?
What was the one? Old Sparky.
Old Sparky.
In Oklahoma.
If I had to do a lethal injection, I had no choice.
Yeah,
I was the executioner. I would start referring to the needle as Old Rusty. And I would use the same needle for every execution.
Yeah.
And what's the point of alcohol?
If you do your job right, there's no chance of infection, right? there's no chance.
Yeah, that's right.
If you're doing a good job.
And if, I mean, you'll know within 1 minute whether the guy's dead. And if he's not, you have a backup needle.
There you go.
And if that doesn't work, you have a backup something.
Well,
a shovel.
Now,
or
I want to get to some of these now because, speaking of backup plans, where was that? Now, in New Hampshire, this is interesting. The law is written so that New Hampshire's method is hanging only if lethal injection cannot be given. And I'm not sure what kind of – I mean, maybe if you're diabetic and they can't find a vein.
There might have been a run on alcohol, like a Y2K thing, can't get alcohol.
Couldn't get the alcohol.
And the druggies have used up all the needles.
Right. The needles are all in the needle exchange program down at the methadone clinic.
Right.
And so just string the guy up.
And the poison was stolen by some terrorist cell the night before. So then you hang him if you can't use lethal injection.
Okay. Well, that makes sense. At least they have a plan.
Yeah.
All right, now Oklahoma is a little bit convoluted. Yeah. Now Oklahoma is they do their fair share of executions down there, comparatively. In Oklahoma, electrocution is the method if lethal injection is ever held to be unconstitutional.
Oh.
And the firing squad will be the method if both injection and electrocution are ever held to be unconstitutional.
Okay.
So in Oklahoma, I mean, there's even if the Supreme Court rules against injection and gas and electrocution, well, they still got their guns in Oklahoma, and they'll just shoot you.
Right now,
if you're a murderer or a rapist or kidnapper.
It's good to have a backup plan.
Convicted.
It should be swift and painful.
Right.
That's God's standard in the Bible, is swift and painful. And since it's swift, I think that prohibits torture.
Yeah.
You don't torture someone, but the death penalty should be very painful.
I wanted to ask you about a link on your website that was very disturbing.
Uh-oh.
Maybe you took it down.
What?
It's some Islamic...
No, it's still up there.
It's still up there?
Yeah.
In the gallery.
Islamic video?
Have you watched some of those?
Oh, I've watched them all.
Okay. Now, the guy with the pike, The guy with the pike. Do you remember that one?
What's a pike?
A pike fish? Is about an 8-foot-long, sharp spike.
Oh.
And anyway, I'm watching that, and it's obviously an execution.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking to myself, okay, look, now, folks, I'm not going to say what it is because you just can't say it.
Mm.
But it's pretty awful what they do to this guy with this 8-foot-long pike, okay? And I'm thinking to myself, this is pretty horrible and awful and brutal, and I would be totally against it depending on what the guy did.
Yeah, right.
depending it on was, what this
was
guy
it,
did.
That was the Russian soldier they were
no,
killing.
No, no, no. The Russian soldier was – no, I'm talking about Muslim-on-Muslim execution.
Oh, I thought
it was like
Muslims executing a Russian
anyway,
soldier.
Anyway, folks, go to KGOV.com, go to the gallery, and I was only able to get through about three of those before I had to just – I said I can't do this anymore.
It's just unbelievable.
When you realize with the pagan – is it pagan or – with their pagan religion.
Muslim – Islam is close enough to pagan.
It's a pagan religion. It's monotheistic, but it's the
wrong – Well, in Mecca, they worshipped about 100 gods, and one of them was Allah, the moon god.
Oh, the moon god.
So he became – Muhammad said, that's it. The crescent, it's a perfect logo.
We'll take that one.
We got Allah.
Well.
All right. Let's go to the phones real quick.
All right. Yeah.
Were you done? But yeah, you're
saying – I'm done. I'm done.
If, it depends on what he did.
It depends on what he did.
Right.
Yeah.
If he brutally raped – killed a woman, then kill him painfully – terror, let terror flow through every cell in his body before he dies.
Amen.
Let's go to North Glen. Danielle, speak your mind.
Hi, Hi, Danielle. Or hi, Bob and Doug.
Hi.
Hey. I just wanted to make a comment about the death penalty. It's funny, I heard an interesting story on the radio this morning. Someone scheduled for a lethal injection happened to be a drug addict, and all the veins were used up in his body.
Yeah.
And he was, you know, protesting against it, or I think they were not going to do it because it would be inhumane to try to search for a vein.
Oh,
that would do the job.
Oh, brother. So they couldn't. So they couldn't lethal inject a drug addict because his veins were hard to find.
Right.
Well, there you go.
There you go. So every young American should look at one of the benefits of mainlining drugs.
Yeah, definitely.
Right.
Hey, one more thing real quick. My husband and I, Curtis, had our baby on April 1st.
Danielle and Curtis, congratulations, right. April 1st.
The neat story is I was scheduled for my epidural right around 3 o'clock, and we were listening to your show.
Oh, boy.
And
that's like Bob on Drugs. We have a video titled Bob on Drugs.
Great video.
Yeah, and you know what April 1st is, right?
April. Yeah. I know. Yeah. That's
National Atheist Day.
National Atheist Day.
Exactly.
Okay.
Because it's a fool, you know? And so it just so happens that the doctor giving me the medicine was eavesdropping a little bit and kind of making comments, and then she didn't get it at first, and I kind of helped her along.
She didn't get that it was National Atheist Day.
Right. And I said, you know, why? Are you an atheist? And it turns out that she was.
Oh!
And, of course, my medicine's kicking in, so I'm ready just to have a good conversation. By this time, I'm feeling good, not experiencing the full pain that I'm, you know.
Yeah, right.
So my husband and I used this opportunity to witness to her, and she ended up spending over an hour in our room talking to us, and we were able to, kind of share how we became Christians and, you know, open the door a little bit for her and kind of realize her position as a fool. So it was interesting.
Yeah, now the Bible, and you referred to her as a fool, Danielle, and some Christians listening might think that's mean or not very Christian
not very
of you.
Not very loving or Christian.
But the Bible says that the fool says there is no God.
Exactly.
So if your neighbor is a fool and you know it and he doesn't, and you withhold that vital information that God has revealed.
That's hating him. Not
It's apathetic because when I'm a fool, if I'm a fool, I want people to tell me, people who care about me, say, Bob, you're a fool.
Definitely.
And I said, wow, you're right. I have to stop doing that. Now, what did you call that painkiller you got?
Oh, an epidural.
Epidural. Let me tell you, my wife and I, we've had a lot of kids.
Yeah, I know. We're on our way.
Okay, how many do you have?
We have three.
Three.
So, now, you know, we're about halfway there.
Now, Cheryl and I, we have seven boys between us. But when... you know, we go into a restaurant on a Friday night, order dinner, and they say, do you want drinks? And Cheryl will say, do you have an epidural? That stuff is so good.
Yeah,
you know, and for some women want to, you know, and tough it out. But personally, I don't want to go in for a root canal or anything without some Novocaine. And,
right.
You know,
You know, if there's a woman who can do it, and some women have tremendous testimonies of natural childbirth at home while they're baking cookies. Everything is great. The cookies are not burned, and it was the best thing they've ever done. And, you know, more power to them.
God
that's great.
Yeah, exactly. God bless them.
You know,
that's great.
But not for me.
But epidurals are...
It makes it so much more enjoyable.
It's sent by God.
You know. Yeah. So, but anyway, thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, Danielle.
Nice appreciate
that. So mainlining drugs is one way... To avoid the death.
Well, unless you're in one of those states that has the backup rope or shotgun or something.
That's true. I guarantee I could find a vein in that guy.
Yeah,
I guarantee it. If I had to get it in the jugular, would that work?
It would be very effective, I think, in the jugular.
Yeah. And if you didn't even inject anything, it probably do.
Well, he obviously never had a problem finding a vein. I don't know why the state had a problem. Right. I don't understand that.
Well, this is obviously a tangent, but Doug, one of my sons, Josiah.
Yeah. Oh, I know Josiah.
He's just married.
I know.
A Russian Jew. Living in Moscow, who became a Christian, Jana.
Yeah, I know.
So they're married. You've been with them.
They're
right?
Living in Brooklyn or something now?
Well, she lived in Brooklyn. Now they're in New Jersey.
Oh, they're in Jersey.
Across the Hudson River.
All right.
Anyway, when he was born, he had pyloric stenosis.
Okay.
Because of a morning sickness drug that damaged the valve leading out of the stomach.
Oh, wow.
And so that drug is no longer on the market.
Wow.
But anyway, so he was in the hospital, and the nurses needed blood, and they must have stuck him four times, and they couldn't get blood. And I was so angry. I'm a new dad, nervous as all get out.
He's your first boy, right?
Yeah.
First baby.
First child, first son. And they have him laying down with his foot up in the air in front of their face, jabbing his foot.
Yikes.
And I don't want to tell professional RNs how to draw blood, but he is screaming. And I felt like it would be humiliating them to say, ladies, think gravity. Think gravity. Blood flows downhill. Sit him up and draw blood. They sat him up in one little stick and all the blood they could ever want.
Wow.
Instantly. And I was so angry. My son was wailing for 3 minutes. They were jabbing him.
That's got to be traumatic.
It felt like 3 minutes. Yeah. So anyway, nurses, they in medical school, they got to teach gravity. Isaac Newton, I know he was a Christian, but that's no reason to just ignore
gravity.
Well,
I have heard from nurses that sometimes that it happens that you just get into this groove and it's just impossible. And they just, when you're trying to draw blood,
you can't get the vein.
And it becomes a psychological thing.
It's psychological.
And they usually just call in another nurse.
Yeah.
Because the nurse who's doing it is just like, sticking it. It's going to come out.
Right.
12 years I've been doing this.
It's like the Chicago Cubs.
Yeah.
It's psychological. All right. So anyway.
Now, quickly, just a few more of the execution methods by state. In Utah, lethal injection is the common method, but firing squad is available to inmates who choose it. Choose the firing squad over injection?
That's
maybe.
Funny.
Maybe it's a real tough guy trying to make a – who knows?
Yeah.
And, of course, Washington State – this is my favorite. Lethal injection is their method unless the inmate requests hanging. No, I'd rather hang by my neck until I die. Thank you very much.
That is
Put away
funny.
The alcohol.
We
path.
Have an actual photo of a hanging in America at the end of the death penalty video.
Oh, yeah.
That death penalty video that's available at
Gotten the death penalty. It's only, what, 50, 60 bucks you charge for that thing?
That's
it's
for two of them.
Oh.
It's $50. One is $24.95.
$25 for that video.
Yeah, it's a
phenomenal
neat two-hour video.
Video,
the New Testament support for capital punishment.
Yeah.
And you'll see the guy hanging at the end.
Yeah.
Which is...
Is a testimony.
Yeah.
Of sorts.
And it's you could get it on the web at kgov.com. In fact, you could read all about it on the web.
Yeah.
Or call us at 800-8-NYART.
Yeah. And, you know, if you do go to KGov and you go into the store, just stroll around for a while because God and the Death Penalty is great, but there's a ton of other just awesome material in there.
You know, a famous death penalty question we've asked the audience over the years is this. If the death penalty were outlawed in America completely except for one family, it was only in effect for one family, which family should it be?
And the most common answer is the Kennedys.
The Kennedys.
That's the most common answer. I'm not saying it's right.
The Clintons.
Right.
But if someone in a family committed a capital crime, like murder, and was convicted, which family, if it could only be in effect for one family, which family should it be? And any Christian in this country should be able to answer that correctly.
Really?
Any Christian. I know you know the answer.
And the answer is...
Well, you know.
I know the answer.
Why don't – let's do the next story and then we'll say it before the end of the show.
To,
because somebody in the audience might call in
with
the answer, 800-836-9278.
Which family, if the death penalty were to be completely abolished, which family would you support it still being enforced?
If it could only be enforced
only
for
be
one family, which family should it be?
Okay, so that'll be the quiz as we run up to the end of the program. And here's an interesting story from WorldNet Daily, one of my favorite of all-time websites.
All right.
A group called ChristianExodus.org, which it's a nonprofit corporation based in Tyler, Texas, is in the beginning stages of an effort to have one state, one of the 50 states, secede from the United States and become its own sovereign nation due primarily to the approval of same-sex marriages in the contiguous
union. Oh, so they're fed up.
They're sick of
it. They're fed up. They're intolerant. Why don't they go to some island country in the South Pacific?
But it's hot there. And but, you know, it's far away from the mall.
Yeah, but they're nice waves.
But I'm telling you, there are a lot
of
great states.
What's a nice Christian country down there?
Tonga. We could go to Tonga.
Tonga.
But what are you going to do? Pick sugar cane? And I mean, we got a lot of nice places here.
Here's my – I'd love to get these people on the air.
Yeah.
I would love that.
ChristianExodus.org.
Because my guess is that their government would be just as messed up as our government.
They want a Christian republic.
What is it called? Christian Exodus?
ChristianExodus.org. And I think we should start – I want to know what are the top 10 states that we want as Christians.
Yeah, and
I like Colorado. It's a nice place, right? Texas. I mean, Texas is huge.
No, Texas.
No?
It's too hot and humid.
No way. Texas. No, Texas.
Colorado's in my list.
Colorado? Okay, let's say Colorado number one. I'm going to go Texas number two.
If there's
Jason,
a lot of
do you
bugs,
have any suggestions?
A lot of humidity. I don't California.
Well, California's nice, but it's just forget about it.
Well, you'd kick this San Francisco, kick everybody out.
Well, yeah, you'd have to expel 50% of the population.
Colorado, Sam, I take
you
California.
Take California. I'm going to put Texas up there because I like Texas.
How about Montana?
It's big. Montana? Now there's a lot of
too
lot
many
of open
Freemen
range.
Up there.
Well,
have to have a fight right off. The
we
bat.
Could convert them guys. I mean, they're almost with us. They're just nuts.
They're lunatics.
At least they believe in God, I think.
Just, I don't know.
They're just
which,
nuts.
Which of them?
Well.
Okay, so anyway.
Anyway, they've selected South Carolina for whatever reason.
Myrtle Beach.
That's the state that they're focusing on. That's their target state.
Myrtle Beach. My brother
South
lives
Carolina.
There.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I've got nothing against South Carolina. I don't think I've ever been there. But,
yeah.
Hey, if we could declare a constitutional monarchy based on Christian principles.
Well, these guys, they want a republic.
Well, these guys just got the ball rolling. They don't have to, you know, just because it was their idea doesn't mean we can't move in and
we want to tell them
advance our
position. Consider helping, but we want to take over your government
right.
before it started.
We'd be happy to help you. We'll tweak your website, and we also want to control the government.
That's funny.
But I think it's when homosexual marriage was declared legal and they actually started doing it. I mean, I saw what's the deal with the news running all the videos of the homos kissing each other? Is that really necessary?
That's necessary.
To get across the story.
To
that,
them, it's necessary.
You know, do you have to show all the kisses?
It's necessary to them.
That made me want to secede.
Do you remember who's that guy, Superman, who's now paralyzed?
Christopher Reeve.
Wasn't he – I don't want to smear him if he wasn't, but wasn't he in a movie called Victor Victoria? Was that him or somebody else? A long time ago.
Man, boy, you got me.
Okay, maybe it was somebody else. But that was a homo movie, one of the first homo
right,
movies.
Right.
And at the end, the homo, it was a plot twist. Nobody knew it.
Yeah.
And he gave a quick kiss to another male lead.
Oh, really?
And the whole audience, I remember seeing it in a packed theater.
Yeah.
The whole audience groaned and gagged. It was so disgusting. It was a natural gut. You know, God gave us this incredible ability to gag.
Right. If you ingest a poison, you have a tendency
you
to
gag.
Right.
If you see some kind of an animal, a putrid animal in the gutter, and you're almost somehow it's going to go on you or in your mouth, you're going to gag. Dudley Moore?
Was it Dudley Moore?
No. It wasn't a comedy.
I seem to remember a woman in there with a mustache is all I remember, but that was –
But anyway, it was a pro-homo movie.
Yeah.
Back then, who knew pro-homo?
But back then, groups in theaters still gagged.
Everybody gagged. And so the more they show it, the less you gag.
Yeah.
And that's why this has given them their best opportunity to gag.
Right.
Hey, Doug.
We're almost out of time.
The answer is my family.
The answer – if the death penalty were
enforced for only one family.
Right.
Every Christian should want it to be my family because God gave the death penalty as a merciful way of deterring people from committing the worst crimes.
Wow.
So if it was my answer, it'd be my family. Your answer in Radioland should be your family. Doug, we're out of time. Thanks. This is Bob and Nir reminding you to do right and risk the consequences.